Our gem from the Old Testament is based on Psalm 4 and is entitled, How to Sleep in Peace. Psalm 4. Answer me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Thou hast relieved me in my distress. Be gracious to me and hear my prayer. O sons of men, how long will my honor become a reproach? How long will you love what is worthless and aim at deception? Selah. But know that the Lord has set apart the godly man for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. Tremble and do not sin. Meditate in your heart upon your bed and be still. Selah. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and trust in the Lord. Many are saying, who will show us any good? Lift up the light of thy countenance upon us, O Lord. Thou hast put gladness in my heart, more than when their grain and new wine abound. In peace I will both lie down and sleep, for thou alone, O Lord, dost make me dwell in safety. This is from the NASB. Amid an armed rebellion, and with his life in danger, David was still able to sleep. Why? David was able to sleep because he gave his problems to the Lord in prayer. God was the source of his salvation and had never failed him in the past. We too give our problems to the Lord. Unfortunately, we don't always leave them there. Instead, worrying that God won't hear an answer, we snatch our problems back. When sleepless, our prayer should be similar to David's. O Lord, in undeserved grace, you saved me when I could not save myself. Looking back on my life, I can't name one time when you failed me, and I know that you will not fail me now. A millennia after David, the Apostle Paul made this same declaration in Romans 8:32, saying, He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? The point is, if God loved you enough to give you Jesus, will he refuse you a loaf of bread, a change of clothes, a place to shelter, or the means to repair a struggling marriage? No. Give your problems to God and leave them with God. You'll sleep in peace. David also found sleep by weighing his enemies against God's infinite power and love. In the privacy of his thoughts, he called out the opposition, essentially asking, Who are you when compared to my God? When sleepless, we should weigh our opposition in the same ways. Financial trouble, who do you think you are? Sickness, who do you think you are? Loneliness, who do you think you are? You are nothing compared to the God who loves me, hears me when I call, and has claimed me as his very own. Paul made the same comparison in Romans 8:31. He asked, What then shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? If your answer is no one and nothing can be against us, turn out the light and go to sleep. Few things cause more agitation and sleeplessness than anger. When angry, we roam through the hallways at 2 a.m., bathrobed and bleary-eyed, nursing injuries and anger, and saying things like, I can't believe she embarrassed me that way, or I can't believe he treated me so badly. However, rather than nursing his anger, David rested his heart, mind, and faith in the Word of God. Instead of plotting revenge on those who betrayed him, he stayed in his bed, quietly meditating on how God would want him to behave. For David, the antidote to angry sleeplessness was to put his trust in the Lord. If anger is keeping you up at night, don't take matters into your own hands. Place them into God's hands. Instead of counting sheep, count on the Good Shepherd. Through prayer, weighing his problems, and resting his mind and heart in the scriptures, David was able to lay his problems to rest and to lay his head on the pillow. While others were saying, "Who will show us any good?" David expected only the best from God. Using words reminiscent of the Aaronic benediction, David said, "Lord, lift up the light of your countenance upon us." And, dear friend, if you go to bed each night knowing that the Almighty God is smiling on you in the brightness of his grace, you'll sleep in peace. This article is written by Mark Weiss, professor at Emmanuel Lutheran College in Eau Claire, Wisconsin.